Genesis 21:2 says, "Let the Lord have said to Abraham, leave your native country, your relatives, your father's family, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous, and you'll be a blessing to others." Again, covenant was established between God and humankind. Again, it's not about the flood, it's not about the boat. Here, there was another type and kind of covenant that God wanted to establish between himself and humankind. And this is a covenant of inheritance. Unless you leave what we call familiarity, you will not become what God intended you to be. Leave your country, leave your father's home, leave this, leave that. Go to the place I, God, will show you. Covenant again. We are all fighting to leave something for our children. I want to have a piece of land. I want to have a piece of moon. I want to buy Jupiter. I want to buy that. I want to buy that galaxy. Everyone is busy buying something for their children. It's good. It's good. How do you know that you are going to inherit the right inheritance, or you are going to receive the right inheritance? How do you know? I'm moving. Number three, if you say about Abraham, what about Mosaic covenant? It's another type of covenant. It's a covenant of obedience to God's law. Exodus 19:5 says, "Now therefore, if you indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession among all people, for all the earth is mine." If you keep, the other one was leave. The other one was enter. You remember? The first one with Noah, so enter the boat. The second one with Abraham, leave. This one, Jesus, is about entering, it's not about living, it's about keeping. And God said, there is something you need to keep so you can become what I want you to be. He says, keep my covenant. Unless you keep God's commandments, you cannot become a treasured possession among all people. You'll become the dog, we know you. You'll not be anything special at all. We see different covenants at different times. It was about keeping. It's about keeping. It was a time it was about living. There are things we need to live in our life for us to become. And many people don't want to live. They say, I want it. It's mine. I was born. It's my father who gave it to me. So you know what? Or this part, I like my parents. Or this was, it was my great father who left it to my father, and my father and my father passed it to me. So you know what? From my uncle or my cousin, so that's the part I'm wearing. The part, by the time when they got it, was black. By the time I'm wearing it's red. Don't. There's some habits we need to throw them away to become matured.
Amen.
How can we explain old person? We still playing games, spiritual games. There are things that I cannot do. Someone was telling me 2 days ago, said, "Did you see a child of 9 years old?" He was telling me, "How are you?" I said, "Fine." "Oh, did you see the snow?" I said, "Yeah." "Did you play with snow?" I was like, "What?" She was so serious with me. I'm like, "What?" I'm like, "Play with what? Snow." Because me, I was playing with snow. "So what about you?" I'm like, "No, I don't play with snow." But she made a point. You see, there's nothing wrong to play with snow. Can you just imagine me running down one snow like this now? We need to do. There are things we need to leave. There are things we need to keep. There are things we need to throw away. There are things we need to embrace. Mosaic covenant. Davidic covenant. It's a covenant of the kingdom establishment. 2 Corinthians 6:16 says, "Now therefore, O Lord God of Israel, keep for your servant David my father what you have promised him, saying," this was his son, courting God, "you shall not lack a man to sit before me on the throne of Israel, if only your sons pay close attention to their way to walk my law as you have walked before." Here now is about walking. The Mosaic was about keeping. Here, the covenant that God wanted to establish between humankind at this particular time, is walking. Unless you walk in God's commands or present, your establishment will not last. It doesn't matter what you do. You are trying to put things that they can last forever. If you know work, my brother, my sister, unless we have learned how to walk in God's commandments every day. Solomon was trying, he reminded God. And he put it very well. "You shall not lack a man to sit before me on the throne of Israel, if only you pay close attention to their way to walk in my law as you have walked before me." Unless we walk in God's commandments, unless we walk in God's precept, unless we walk in God's regulations, rules of regulations, there's no way our establishment will last. It cannot last, brother. You will start it, you will fall down. Try it out. People want to start marriage out of God. It will not work. You can go to honeymoon to Jupiter. It will not work. You can take your wife all the way to I don't know, the moon. No, they call it honeymoon. Only you and robots. Without God, no work. You can do anything. If God is not in that marriage, it will not work. Start a church without God. You have to establish it. By the time you figure out, you are touching all the juju around. All the calabas, they will be all over the place. You are relying on other source of strength rather than God. And now on this covenant, they're becoming so confused nowadays. People don't know what anything under the right covenant about church, about ministry, about family, about marriage, about relationship. How do you know that this relationship is in the right relationship? How do you know that this church that you're going every day, if this church has been established under the right covenant? How do you know? How do you know, church? It's not about searching on the, it's about Googling your pastor, it's not about Googling your the website. There must be something else that will tell you that I'm living under the right covenant. Something else must tell you in what we call that person of your spirit. You need to convince you about something that you're doing. Now the question I'm having tonight is, how do you know that you are under a right covenant? How do you know? Or I can say, how do you know that you are under a correct covenant? How do you know? Scripture in the book of Hebrews 8:6-12 says, "But now Jesus, our priest, has been given a ministry that is far superior to the old priesthood. For he is the one who mediates for us as far between covenant, as far better covenant with God, based on better promises. If the first covenant has been faultless, there will have been no need for a second covenant to replace it. But when God found fault with the people, he said, 'The day is coming, says the Lord, when I'll make a new covenant with people of Israel and Judah. This covenant will not be like the one I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand and led them out of the land of Egypt. They don't remain faithful to my covenant, So I turn back on them, says the Lord. But this is the new covenant I will make with the people of Israel on that day, says the Lord. I'll pour out my laws in their mind and I'll write them on their hearts. I'll be their God and they'll be my people. And they will not need to teach their neighbors, or nor will they need to teach their relatives, saying, you should know the Lord. For everyone from the least to the greatest will know me already. And I will forgive their weaknesses, and I will never again remember their sins. When God speaks of a new covenant, it means he has made the first one obsolete. It's now out of date and will soon disappear. How do you know that you are living under the right covenant? Number one, the right covenant refers to Christ as the true and only mediator. Verse 6 of the scripture we read says, but now Jesus, our priest, has given a ministry that is far superior to the old priesthood, for he is the one who mediates for us better covenant with God based on the better promises. And right, if you want to know that you are going to the right covenant, the one thing you should know is about Christ must be refers as the only mediator of the transaction. Amen. 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 You are going to a church, you are going to this covenant, and instead of saying in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, they bring another name that you don't know. You are going to this, you all see your partner that's going to marry you. Always when it's time to pray, you all do something different from you. Bam! You are going to this counseling, or this ministry, or this or that, but you can sit there, whatever they are doing, and they all tell all these things. Jesus is not mentioned at all. Bam! Why you should run? Because verse 6 tells me, but now Jesus, our high priest, has been given a ministry that has far superior to the old priesthood. For he's the one who mediates. So the one who is going to mediate between you and God, Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
He's our mediator. Christ is our mediator. Number two, how do you know that you are under the right covenant? The right covenant is complete and perfect covenant. Must be complete and perfect. Why do I say that? Verse 7 is if the first covenant has been faultless, there will have no need for a second covenant to replace it. But when God found fault with the people, he said, the day is coming, says the Lord, when I'll make a new covenant with the people of Israel and Judah. The Bible is very clear. It says, if the first covenant was faultless, why God have to bring Jesus in the picture here? Why? The Old Testament is full with covenant of this, covenant of that, covenant of this, even in the garden of Gethsemane, even in the beginning, when God told everything, there was already a covenant, a daily covenant, a daily covenant. And we know that God is a God of covenant. As long as God exists, we are going to live under a covenant with him. God keeps his covenant. You want to know why? Or you want me to give you a proof? But the day when he says, well, from the creation when he says, let me day and night, up to day we are living under that covenant. That's why you have a day, you have a night. Amen, amen. He never changed. God will never change his covenant.
Amen.
Look at God, he's amazing God.
Amen.
The day he said there will be a day and night, or say, let the sun be. Up to now we are enjoying the sun God has created, and through that covenant, sun will come because it's under the covenant with God. God cannot break that covenant. That is God. Can you imagine? You have to wake up in the morning, you will see the morning, and then it's night, and then we see the morning. God has the covenant with the rain. It's raining because there is a covenant somewhere between God and what he has created for you and I to live, to survive. God is great. He keeps covenant. And when God has said, I will bless you, believe me, he will bless you. Because we know that the God will never change. He will bless you. It may take time, it may look like nothing is happening. You may feel so depressed, compressed, suppressed, all the senses to sit down. You may wonder what's going on. He will surprise you again. Because God is great. He will never change. Never, ever. The right covenant is complete and perfect covenant. Number three, the right covenant is a permanent covenant. Number two, I say, is complete and perfect. Number three, the right covenant is a permanent covenant. Verse 9, this covenant will not be like the one I made with the ancestors when I took them by the hand and led them out of the land of Egypt. They did not remain faithful to my covenant, so I turned my back on them, says the Lord. No. This covenant will not be like the one I made with the ancestors. It's a complete. It's sealed. It's not a trial covenant. It's like marriage. Marriage is complete when you go into marriage. That's why you have to think clearly and be very careful. The person you're going to marry, don't say, oh, let me try it for 5 years. If he is strong, I'm going to have another one. I beg you, don't try it. You go into it. It's already sealed. Not because it's from God and not experience issues of life in that marriage. There will always be up and down. Sometimes calamity of this, calamity of that. Sometimes misunderstanding, miscommunication. Sometimes fire. Seriously, sometimes it's explosion. Sometimes it's bomb. Still, it's under its seat. God, so you can enjoy the heat. Have you ever seen those wrestling? They have put people in the cage. No one is running. That is marriage. No one is going out. You have to go out and pull you down. Stay here. I'm going back. Marriage is very good. I like it. It's good. That's a place to be mature. Number four, the right covenant is possible by faith. Anyone who believes in Jesus, verse 10 says, but this is the new covenant I will make with the people of Israel on that day, says the Lord. I'll put my laws in their minds and I will write them on their hearts. I'll be their God and to be my people, and you know, need to teach their neighbors. Now will they need to teach their relatives, saying, you should know the Lord, for everyone from the least to the greatest will know me already. It's by faith. The right covenant will enter into it by faith. Salvation will receive Christ by faith. By faith. You don't need to go to a church. You have to go through some protocol of this, of that, of this, of that, for you to become. You receive Christ, amen, in Jesus' name, amen, amen. It's done. Oh, you should read this book, you should read that book, you should read that book, you should read the red book at night, you should read the black book in the morning, you should come to see this, you should come to that. At 3 o'clock in the morning, you need to put water, you need to read the glass, and then you turn to turn. All these things, when you go to work, you know that I'm lost. Because the Bible tells me, by faith, God is looking for true worshippers. Those who worship Him in what? In the spirit and what? In truth. He's not looking for musicians. He's looking for performers. People who play like crazy. People who do like a wow. God is looking for light, the blue, the red light. He's looking true worshippers. And by faith, we enter into His presence. In the Old Testament, you do not enter into the temple. If you are a sinner, you stay out there. And the priest will come and collect all your petition, and you bring the sacrifice. If your sin was so big, if your sin was this, was that, okay, you bring a pigeon. If your sin was A, B, C, D, you bring someone, you bring that. If you are so poor, and then you bring God, you bring this, and then the priest is the one going inside, and you have to make petition on your behalf. Our days through faith. The Bible says, come boldly so we can enter into his presence. Can you imagine that? With boldness you can come before God said, Daddy, I want to talk to you. How many times you go to God like that? With boldness? You should. Have you ever seen a child knocking on the door and running your bedroom? Then they think it's a highway, wherever they are going. It just appeared. What do you mean? So I just want to check on you. And you can't do anything about it. Boldness. By faith. And only Christ. So salvation, we receive Christ by faith. So this right covenant, you must understand any time when we come before him, do not, that's why these things are for, we need to bring salt, we need to bring water, we need to bring this, we need to bring some, don't get me wrong, some churches, they'll bring a lot of things here. There'll be stone, there'll be charcoal, there'll be flowers, there'll be salt, there'll be some cereal, popcorns, and some macaroni, some cheese, some crackers, and then they'll pray for you. It depends, when they look at you, receive, they'll throw some cereal on you, they look at you, receive some salt. Brother, I beg you in the name of Jesus, we don't have to go through this, because this most small things. You can just receive it. How do I go through cereal on me? You too soon and then give me some milk. We don't have to go through this petition, through ceremony of things, God. But I want to go to church because I want to, when Pastor pray for me, he need to lay, he need to anoint his hand, he need oil. I don't know if it's canola or it's what. And then I want to feel the oil going around me. No. Even if you bring 2 liters on you, if that demon doesn't want to go, you won't go. We can anoint you with the 2 liters. Go. Nothing will change if you're willing to change. Seriously, I'm a Catholic, back when I'm a Catholic. And every Sunday, the priest will bring that thing. They put water. He saves you your religion. God will forgive you. Even though my heart was full of issues, I'm like, I sometimes do like this because it's too cold. But you receive it. I receive what? The water is very cold. We shall come out of this. Things. Seriously, if you want to access God, you can access him in spirit. By faith, we believe in Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. Finally, before we pray, the right covenant applies the remission of sin. Verse 12 says, I will forgive their wickedness. I will never again remember their sins. Do not go to a place of being this covenant. They keep reminding you the sin you did last time, last year, 10 years ago. You know, see, you're not blessed because of what you did 15 years ago. By the time when you confess your sin, God forgives you. And God will never remember your sin any longer. Amen, amen. Do not allow anyone to bring judgment over your life every day. They look at you and say, the reason why you are who you are is because the sin of Jesus. It's because your mother wanted it. It's because of your father. It's because your dad. It's because of there's nothing. By the time you say, God, forgive me, oh Lord, have mercy upon me, immediately you are forgiven. Amen. That's the right convention, that's the right covenant you're living in. The people that will bring you into a judgment. Guilty, look at yourself, you dislike yourself. You feel like, oh my goodness, I'm just a sinner. Of course, I know we are sinners, but remember, but when you confess your sin, the Bible says, he's faithful and what? And just to do what? To forgive you. Why is it matter to bring all these things around again in your life? That's the time you know that you are living under a right covenant, my brother. No judgmental spirit. No. Also, it doesn't give you a ticket to keep sinning every day. No. The passing call. We're living under the grace of God for sure. But that place doesn't give you a start to keep on doing mistakes every day. Amen?
Amen.
Under the right covenant, there's a remission of sins. God forgives me every time when I ask him to forgive me. Finally, the right covenant focuses or access on Christ, the mediator between God and humankind. Verse 13 says, when God speaks of a new has made the first one obsolete. It's now out of the gates, and we soon disappear. In other words, before we pray, Christ came to fulfill great mandate in people's life. From now and on, believe me, there will not be any other covenant between humankind and God. Let me put it this way. There will not be another Jesus who will come to die for the sins of people. You don't get it? Let me put it this way. There will not be any other angel who will come or go and say, I'm going to send this person to die again. It's done. With Christ, it's a complete deal.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
So the Old Testament, if you read the Old Testament, it describes different time and kind of covenant to prepare Jesus. It's to prepare Jesus. When you are in grade 2, you can see that people in grade 4 are very intelligent. It's the same English that they are reading, is that what Maria? When you are in grade 9, but if I give you the books of grade 12, can you read them? They'll be more complicated. If I give you mathematics of university year 1, can you understand it? But it's in English, why? Why do I not understand it? I can't tell you. You didn't learn it, or you don't have that knowledge at that time. So, God knowing that, we need Jesus. But it was so soon for us to understand the coming of Christ. He started already preparing the Messiah. He started preparing the Messiah through the word of God. All these covenants is to prepare his son. So he knew that these people will not understand who I am. Let me bring to a very simple way of understanding my covenant with them. And then we screwed up. He said, no, but it's okay. Let me change it again. But God was dragging us very close so we can come to the complete covenant with Christ the Messiah. So everything that we have to Abraham, Mosaic, David, but the David, all this, all that, all this, all this, it was just the preparation for what you and I. So as we are graduating every day to understand the new covenant. Remind me when I was studying my university in the first of all. I came in this country with my degree already. I thought I knew French. I thought I know how to speak French. I thought I know how to write French. Paolo, until I discovered myself at all of you, I don't know French. The teacher looked at me, they brought me into their office. So, are you from Congo DRC? So you speak French. I got all the je, the fou. Didn't work. They put me into the test again. I failed French. So they told me, out of your 120 credits, that is 4 years of study, you're going to take more extra credits, just French. What I was doing is only grammar and writing essays. I came, I've already had my children. I'm competing with the little ones, like Maria, 17, 18, they're amazing. They can twist their head, looking back, and start fighting things. When they are tapping with the thing, they've got 10 fingers or 20 fingers. I was looking for where is my X on the keyboard? You see how I was so frustrated as a mature people to go to school again? And then when I do my exam, I failed French. I failed, and then I was so frustrated, I had to go to see the deal, like our counselor. He said, you know what? That we know that you people were French, but this is the academic French now. You need to learn how to write, Gaston. And I remember to year 2, year 3, when the elders and the leaders will come, the peers will come, 2 years old, the when they will come to us, all people start their master's degree, they will come when they are talking things, I don't understand they are talking about. All our professors have got PhD. When they speak caliber. You wonder what they are talking about. And then they have to break it down and tell you, my assistant will come to it and explain to what I was talking. So the teacher will come for 30 minutes only. He will speak mystery that you never understand in your life. When you leave now, this assistant will come to break it down for you. But what he was saying, it was ABCD. When I say this, it took me some level of time to understand. Every day, each year, when you graduate, you pass your school, you keep on schooling until you figure out, oh, it was easier. No, it was easy, not because now I understand what you're telling me. Now I understand I can put my AC together. I understand why if I'm doing these reports, I'm writing some writing that I'm doing research. Oh, now I understand what you're telling me. So the new, the old covenant, it was the same thing. We could not understand the Messiah in the new, the Old Testament. It was too hard for humankind to understand Jesus. That's why when we do any sin that can be, when you commit a sin, they will kill a goat. Sorry, a lamb represents Christ. Preparation of Messiah, the Lamb of God. Are we together, church? Understanding the right covenant that you're living in your marriage, in your relationship. Anything that you do, be very careful when you sign a contract. It can be a work. You can sign a contract with the job that you're doing that will take away God in your life. That will take away Messiah in your life. Seriously, be very careful. Whatever we do, you can sign a contract that will make you disappear in the spiritual realm. We will always give you a shield that is contrary to the will of God. We have to understand that we are living in a very amazing society. Anything is possible. Anything is possible. Let's go and fit in prayer. We are going to engage in prayer. And we are going to pray that God will inspire us. He will bring us into revelation. If we know that there is somewhere, somehow, anyhow, that we have been in this covenant without knowing, is it time to break it? If you have been covenant with your ancestors, say somehow, anyhow, they have given you something that you're wearing. It can be, oh, this is my grandfather, my grandmother left me this. There's nothing wrong. But you know, if you know that you're on the bad, you don't know where the things are happening. But I can tell you that is not good for you as a child of God. The only protection we need is the Messiah. Amen. Oh, they have left me this to protect my family. They have given this to protect my wife. They have given this to protect my children. There's no any other protection we need rather than the Messiah. Amen. Amen. So we're going to pray. Let it rain tonight. We're going to go to this song again, worship team. As we're going to invite you to pray. We're going to sing this song together again. I would like you to pray. I would like you to just to release. I want you to cry out to Him. God, when you are saying, precious God, mold me. Break me. Use me. Because if you know when in your heart, that covenant that was it's a corrupted covenant will not happen in your life if you know that you know something was wrong somewhere. Amen, amen, church. If you know that you know something went wrong somewhere, if you know when in your life, we're going to pray. Start praying in your life that you break every human covenant that you went through by mistake, by error. You have the ability, you have the capability to break any corrupted covenant in your life in Jesus' name of Nazareth. Begin to pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Before we finish, I'm going to ask that I'm not going to finish the prayer. Begin to pray the Spirit. Give all the microphone to the worship team. Let us pray. Let us sing this song together in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Yes, you can pray. I told you, Psalm 47 says
we need to clap our hands. We need to give praise to our Lord Jesus Christ because it's amazing, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. We praise your name, Lord, my God. Let it rain in your life. Let it rain in your family. Let it rain. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
their own destiny. When people see, when they see he was not doing well, they used to go to see the prophet. And the prophet would allow him to the temple to pray. But Jesus came through the covenant to give you the right to go directly yourself to seek the presence of God. And you're going to pray and prophesy over your life, over the situation. Maybe it's your health. Maybe it's your life. one talking to love.
Jesus.
You didn't let the humanity to be destroyed,
Lord Jesus,
without talking and taking
love.
You didn't let Sodom and Gomorrah to be destroyed without talking to Abraham.
Yes, Lord.
You didn't let the children of Israel to be perished in Egypt without using Moses. And Father God, into our days, you didn't let us to be destroyed, to be consumed, without you yourself, Jesus Christ, to go on the cross so we may have life. A life in abundance. And Father God, you didn't let us to be offered without sending the Holy Spirit to set us free and to remind us day and night that we are no longer the slave. We are no longer under the bondage. And Father God, tonight,
et nous déclarons cela dans les noms puissants de Jésus. Nous déclarons la vie.
We declare life.
Et la vie dans l'abondance.
Life in abundance.
Nous déclarons la liberté.
We declare liberty.
Et tout esprit qui a animé tes enfants.
Any spirit that has had this
destruction puisse partir.
Mais
laisse l'autorité du Saint-Esprit.
Or the Holy Spirit.
Prends place dans nos vies.
Takes control.
Et que nos vies soient guidées.
Our lives will be guided.
Par la puissance du vivant Saint-Esprit.
Holy Spirit.
Et qu'à chaque moment,
every time,
à tout le temps,
any time, any moment,
que nous devons glorifier et exalter ta
parole.
Nous te disons merci.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bénis cette parole.
Bless the word of God.
Et bénis ton serviteur.
And bless everyone around.
Et laisse que cette parole, Seigneur Jésus,
let this word
avant que ça puisse retourner à toi, Seigneur Jésus,
fruit,
et que ça puisse casser tous les murs,
must destroy,
casser tous les
malades,
le
bon Dieu. We thank you that you have spoken.
And
that word
will
that
move
you. We will have go to our lives.
Work.
That in our peace, in Jesus
Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.